Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel. We started this beautiful Masechta yesterday. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Andrew Rothstein, Yehuda Baruch ben Avram, and Paul Silverstein's father, Sam Silverstein, Shabsi Yehuda ben Yaakov Dov. All the shams we learn for Shev and Aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety of the Chayalim. They should be successful, bring back the Chatufim b'mheira in good health, and there should be Shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up the Gemara Gimel Omud Aleph, 7-8 lines down from the top with the words Lema Matznisin Delo Krebiosi. Yesterday's year, we began, of course, the famous Mishnah Shnayim Ochazin, and we said that if two people are grabbing onto something that they either found or that they purchased, and each one is claiming that it's theirs, so they have to make a shvua and then they split it. Now, this doesn't seem to be in accord with the opinion of Rav Yossi that we'll learn later in the Masechta. Lema Masnisin Delo Krebiosi. What did Rav Yossi say? Because the Ikar Rav Yossi, if you're going to tell us it's Rav Yossi, Ha'amar, Rav Yossi holds, Im Kain Mahiv Sidra Mai, a cheater, a ganav, a person who's a faker, and he's lying about money that he's owed, so then he is not going to have any inducement, any encouragement to go and tell the truth. If you make him make a shvua, only on things that he doesn't really have an entitlement to. We'll see the case in a moment. Therefore, Rav Yossi says, to make him also suffer some pain, suffer a loss, so therefore he won't be so quick to make a claim that's unsubstantiated. If he loses also, then he won't be quick to make the claim. What is this? This is a famous Perek HaMafkid. Apparently, many people start their initial learning as a young child in learning. That's what I started. The first Gemara I learned was Perek HaMafkid. So it tells us over there on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Shnayim Shevkidu Eitzelecha. Two people gave a deposit to a third person. So Reuven gave a deposit to Levi, and Shimon gave a deposit to Levi. One of them gave a deposit of 100. Echad gave money. Vizeh Mosayim, and the other one gave a $200 deposit. So one gave 100 zuz, the other gave 200 zuz. So Mer Mosayim Shlit. Now when they come in to get paid back the deposit that they put with Levi, so both of them are claiming that I was the one that gave you the 200, even though one only gave 100. Zelmer Masayim Shalim, Zelmer Masayim Shalim. So what is Levi supposed to do? So the Chachamim, the Tanakama, or Rav Yossi, they hold, no sin lezeh mona. He definitely owes each one at least 100, right? The minimal amount that he owes them is 100. So he gives to Reuven 100. He gives to Shimon 100. And what does he do with the other 100 that he has? Vashai, yimunach ad shavo elyo. You leave the third in an escrow account. You go and put it aside and you can't pay it back. You don't know if you should give it to Reuven. You don't know if you should give it to Levi. So you put it in an escrow account. Now, that's what the opinion of the Chacham is, the Tanakama of Yossi. Along comes Rav Yossi, and he says what we say over here in our Gemara. Rav Yossi, in Cain, Mahiv Sidhar Amai. What if the guy who's cheating, either Reuven and Shimon, one of them is lying? So the one that's lying, he only gave 100, he got his 100 back. There's no inducement for him not to do this. If he's a bad person, he's going to lie, because, hey, no harm done to him. He got his 100 back. Maybe he'll get some more money this way. So you're encouraging him almost to lie. Certainly there's no inducement to tell him not to lie. So therefore, Veloma Yodeh, why Rav Yossi says, would this guy ever admit that no, he really wasn't the one that gave the 200? Hare Kibel Eshloch, he got his 100, so he's home free. Ella, you know what Rav Yossi says? Ella Koye Munach Ashevo Elio. You put all of it aside until Elio comes. Now, the guy that's the Ramai who claimed it was he that gave the 200, whoa, he says, I now am not even getting my 100. The Yavsid or Ramai, now he's going to lose something. So our case as well. If you just split everything, so there's no encouragement, no inducement for the person to go and swear that it's all his. But if you say it should be Munach, Ash Yovo Elio, so then there would be an inducement for not to swear falsely, because he'll lose something. So Gemara says, therefore, a Mishnah is not like Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi would say you put the whole thing in escrow, and you don't give him back anything. And our Mishnah said, you swear, and each gets half. So it says, so then, if it's not Rav Yossi, we only have those two opinions in HaMafkid, so Elamai Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan are the authors of our Mishnah. But that doesn't work either. At least, initially, the Gemara wants to suggest, even the Amri Rabbanan, Hashaye Munach HaShivu Elio, even the Chachamim over there in Perek HaMafkid, say that the third 100, the 100 that one of them is claiming correctly, that that's the second 100 of the 200 that he gave, and the other person that he's lying about it, he never gave the second 100, so that is put aside at Shavu Elio. So too, then, according to the Chachamim, our Mishnah, since they're each claiming it, so Hanami, Kishar, Dami, Disvekehi, it should be put aside at Shavu Elio. So, if you're telling me it's not Rav Yossi who's the author of a Mishnah, well, it can't be the Chachamim either. The Chachamim wouldn't have said they should swear and Yachloku. The Chachamim should have said, well, that's the the money that's in contest, and therefore you should put it aside. Actually, Elio. So then it's neither our Mishnah is neither Rav Yossi nor the Chachamim. Someone says, no, what are you talking about? Hi, Mai. That's incorrect. Because, in fact, our Mishnah is the Chacham. And I'll show you why. Because if you tell me that our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of the Chacham, then it works out well. Because why in the case of Reuven and Shimon, each claiming they were the ones that gave Levi the 200, do we say the third 100, each of them gets back 100, and then the third 100, that's left because Hossam, the Vadai Haimana, the Chadminayu, it's either 100% Reuven's or it's 100% Shimon's. It certainly isn't split between them. So therefore, that 100, the Chacham say, should be put aside. And Achivo Elio. Amri Rabbanim, Yehemuna, Achivo Elio. Very good. Everything makes sense. However, Hacha, in our Mishnah, you know what? Maybe neither one of them is lying. Hacha, the Ika Lememar, the Tarvayhu, they both maybe grabbed this Metziah at the same time. Each one thinks they got it first, but in fact, they really grabbed it at the same time. And neither one is lying. Neither one is a Ramai. Or the case where they purchased it from the store owner. So maybe each of them thought that they purchased it first. And in fact, they might have purchased simultaneously, but each one is not necessarily lying. So therefore, in our Mishnah, the Chachamim, who said in the Mishnah in Amavkin, that you have to go and put the third 100 aside, here they wouldn't agree to that. Here, Ami Rabbanan, Paul gave a Shvuah. Since one of them may not be lying, they both may be telling the truth. So then, we allow them to be Miyachloku with the Shvuah. So therefore, our Mishnah can in fact go like the Chachamim, and it can't go like Rav Yossi. Because Eli Yavrin is Rav Yossi. If you want to tell you it's like Rav Yossi, so then as we pointed out before, in that situation, you definitely have 100 that is belonging to Reuven and 100 that is belonging to Shimon. Just one of them is lying about the last 100. So in that situation, nevertheless, Rav Yossi says, Amar Rav Yossi, Yemuna Chachiyovo Elio. When it's definitely going to hurt somebody, we say, put the money aside, Chachiyovo Elio. So certainly in our case as well, Hocha Dikala Meimar, Dechad Minayhu, Lo Kol Shekein. Here it is possible that it's one of them that's actually the real owner, and the other one is not to be a loner. So certainly Rav Yossi would say that you put the garment aside, you put the glima aside, Achivo Elio. So therefore, our Mishnah certainly can't go in accordance with Rav Yossi, because he would seem to say that our Mishnah should say, put it aside, Achivo Elio, until we figure out what happens. Where he says, no, our Mishnah still could be even in accordance with Rav Yossi. I feel the term Rav Yossi. Why? Because Hasam Vadaika Ramai, there you definitely have either Reuven or Shimon lying about that last 100. Reuven says, I gave him 200. Shimon says, I gave him 200. So one of them is definitely a liar. But here in our Mishnah, like we already said, Hacha Miyem Adika Ramai. Who says in our Mishnah that one of them is lying? Maybe Ema Tarvayu Bahadi Adode Agbihua. Maybe in the case of the Metziah, they both pounced on it simultaneously. Each one thinks they were there ahead of the other one, but in fact, they both got it simultaneously, and therefore, neither one is actually lying. And likewise, in the case where they purchased it from the storekeeper, maybe they both purchased it simultaneously, and they each are correct in thinking that it really belongs to them. So therefore, Rav Yossi only says in a case where you vadai have a Ramai that the din of Yehmuna Chachiv Elio applies. But in our Mishnah, since they're is not definitely a Vadei Ramai, there's no reason to say that they can't be Yachloku. That's Teretz number one. Alternatively, Inami, we have Teretz number two to say that our Mishnah could be in accord with Rav Yossi. Because there, in the Perek HaMafkid, Hossam Konisle Rav Yossi L'Ramai. Rav Yossi made a Knas on the Ramai in order to spur him to admit, listen, I really don't get the 200, I should just get my 100. Because now, if you say he gets nothing, we'll say, well, listen, 100 is better than nothing. So therefore, admit, okay, I only gave him 100 to Levi. So therefore, give me my 100 and everything is okay. So that's why Rav Yossi said over there, to spur him to make a admission, that's why he said, put the whole thing aside, Achivo Elio. But Hacha, in our Mishnah, might see the Itzle Delode. What are we trying to induce him to do? He really thinks that this is his. He's not getting anything if he admits it to the other guys. So there is no inducement over here. And therefore, even Rav Yossi would say that they make a Shvua and Yachloku. Moore says, no. Okay, that works great for Metziah. Tenach Metziah, because you're not inducing this person to admit something. He says, I found this first. So there is no that he's lying automatic position. He's claiming that he found the first. However, what about the second part of the ratio of the Mishnah? In that situation, one of them is really lying probably, even though we had explained that maybe they purchased it at the same time, but one of them really is lying. One of them did it Baal Karcha. He put the money down, we explained, and the other one actually purchased it. So therefore, in that situation, why wouldn't Rav Yossi say that you shouldn't give the yachloku opportunity, make a shuin yachloku, because that will not spur the one that's lying to admit it. So he should then, if he doesn't get anything back, well, maybe he'll admit, okay, I really was the one that put the money down about Karcho, and he didn't really sell it to me. So there would be an indication for Yossi to spur him to admit if this was the case of Mekach or Memkar. Shmuel says, you're talking right. The second teretz isn't good. This way Tosus understands it. Elamachvarta, kiddushanina meikara. That the correct answer is teretz number one. That when there's a vaday ramai, so then Rav Yossi made his takana that don't give it back, achiyavo elio, to spur him to go and admit it. Whereas there's no vaday ramai, then he didn't make such a takana. Therefore, in our Mishnah, he doesn't make such a takana. And you can see this in the Tosos Elamachvarta, where we have the gears on the side. It says, the loha derbe ligamre, that when we're retracting over here and saying, Kidrashina meikare, is the second answer of Rav Yossi is not right, but the first answer that we gave for Rav Yossi is correct. That's the correct answer. However, lo yiknos, then Rav Yossi wouldn't make a knas. Okay. Now we go right there. We say, Bein le Rabbanon, Bein le Rav Yossi. Whether you hold like the Rabbanon and the Perek HaMafkid, that you only have the third 100 that is in doubt, Achivo Elio, you leave it there. Versus Bein le Rav Yossi, who says that you put all 300, Achivo Elio, you put him in escrow. Nevertheless, however, Hossam Gabi Chen Vini Al Pinkaso, how would they learn the case that we learned yesterday? We had the Gemara where you had Reuven had hired workers, and he didn't pay them directly himself. He asked his chenveni, the guy that he regularly does business with, so he said, you pay my workers, and I'll pay you back. And then the chenveni claimed that he paid the workers, but the workers swore that they didn't get it from the chenveni. And the chenveni said, I did pay the workers, and he swears that he paid the workers. So both of them have a claim to go get their money back from Reuven. Reuven has to pay the chenveni, and Reuven has to go and pay the workers. So he's definitely paying twice. So how come we don't see over there, in the situation of the Chenveni al Picasso, Tiktoni Zenishba v'notel, that the Chenveni gets to swear and he'll collect from Reuven a second time possibly, the Zenishba v'notel, and the workers get to swear and they can collect potentially a second time. Why don't we say in that situation, Bailer of Bonin, Bailer of Yossi, Maishno de lo minan, Nafke le mamona mi balabais. Okay, Reuven should definitely have to pay one time. So take 100 from Reuven, let's say, and put it in escrow, v'yemuna chashiyavo elio, and don't give it to either the Chenveni or to the workers. The vaday ikaramai, one of them is definitely lying. Reuven paid money. He's claiming he paid it to the Chenveni, and the Chenveni claims he paid it to the workers. So either the Chenveni is lying or the workers are lying. So if this is a case of vaday ramai, so then Bailer Rabbanon, Bailer Rav Yossi, why don't we say put that money in escrow? Reuven has to give it up. So Reuven, he's definitely paying 100, but he shouldn't have to pay 100 to each of them, to the worker and to the Chenveni. He should just pay 100 to escrow and let the Achiovo Elio until we can reconcile whether it was the workers that were already paid or it was the Chenveni that was already paid. So the Vaday Ikaramai, why don't we say that? So the more answers, I'm Ray Hossam, because in that case with the Chenveni, Hainu Taima, this is the reason why we don't say that. Because the Amalei Chenveni Labalabais, the Chenveni can say to Labalabais, listen, you and I are the only two people involved over here. Forget the workers for a second. You told me, I trust you. You pay the workers. I'm not asking you to pay them in front of Adim, and I will pay you back when you tell me that you paid them. So therefore, this Chenveni can say, Ana shlichuso didoch ko avdina. I did exactly what you asked me to do. You told me to pay the workers, I paid the workers. And now you owe me $100. So my isli gabi socher, the workers are denying that I paid them? That's not my problem. I have nothing to do with those workers. Even though they're swearing to me, oh, you never gave us the money. Lo mehemeli b'shua, I don't know them. I don't trust them. You were the one that trusted them. At hemante, you trusted them. How do I know that you trusted them? The lo amisli, because you didn't tell me. That you have to go and pay them, but pay them back in front of witnesses because those guys are not trustworthy. No, you didn't tell me that. Therefore, you trusted the workers. So you have to deal with the workers. But I only have to deal with you. You told me, pay the workers, and I'll pay you $100. I swear I paid the workers, so you have to pay me $100. And the same thing by the workers. The workers say, hey, listen, we don't know this Chenveni from Adam. You hired us, and we agreed to work for you. Besachir, the workers, nami, amalei lebalabais. They say to the balabais who hired them, ana avdi avidito gabach. You hired us to do work for you, and we did it. You said you'd pay us $100, so pay us $100. My isli gabi Chenveni. What does the Chenveni have to do with anything? We don't know the chemini from Adam. And therefore, you owe us money. He's claiming he paid us. We swear he didn't pay us. So you still owe us the money. Even though this chemini is swearing to us that he paid us, we don't know him from Adam. And we don't trust him. And therefore, Hilkach, both of them are basically not dealing with the other party. The chemini says, I only deal over here with you, with the one who asked me to pay the workers. And the workers say, we only deal with you. We don't deal with the chemini. And therefore, in this situation, the guy that hired the workers has to pay both the chemini and the workers. Hilkoch tavayu mishtabe v'shok l'mibalabayis. So each of them has to swear that they didn't get their money, and then each of them will collect. And this is not analogous to the machlokas that we had in Perka Mavkid with the 300, the Reuven saying, I deposited 200 with you, and Shimon saying, I deposited 200 with you, but only one of them deposited 200, the other deposited 100. So there we said, both the Chachamim and Rav Yossi said that it should be Munach Hashivu Elio, whether it was the last 100 or all 300. Nevertheless, that's not analogous to our case over here, as we just explained. Now the Gemara says, Tani Ruchia tells us the following. Ruchia tells us that this Shvuah that we're making in our Mishnah is not like we explained yesterday in the name of Yochanan, that it was a Din de Rabbanon. Rabbis made this in order that people shouldn't just go grab other people's stuff, because if there's no shua, they'll say, big deal, so I'll grab it. And maybe I'll get something, maybe I won't, but I don't have to make a shua. Oh, if you tell me I have to make a shua, then they won't be so quick to grab it. So yesterday we said that Rabbi Yochanan says that the shua in our Mishnah is a shua de Rabbanon. But Rabbi Chiyah now says that it's a shua de Raisa. Tony Rabbi Chiyah, if a person says, Mona li biyodcha, Reuven says to Shimon, you have $100 of mine. V'halo omer, and Shimon says, Ein l'cho biyodi klom, I got nothing of yours. And now, so this 100 zuz that Reuven claims that Shimon owes him, Shimon denies the whole thing. But Edom come along and say, $50, we know that Shimon owes Reuven. So in this situation, this is also Modeh b'miktsas, and he has to make a shua. No sein lo chamishim zuz, he has to pay the 50 that the Edom said he owes. Can't argue against the Edom. By you denying the Edom, that doesn't do any good. Two kosher witnesses, so you have to pay the 50, but now you also have to make a shua of modeh b'miktsas, even though you weren't modeh anything, but because the eidim made you pay, Rav Chiya says, v'yishav alashar, now he has to make a shua on the other 50. If there were no eidim, and he denies the whole claim, then you don't have to make a shua d'oraisa of modeh b'miktsas, because you're denying the whole claim. But if the eidim come along and say 50, you really do owe, so then that 50 has to pay, you can't deny the eidim. And now he also has to make a shua moda b'miktsas. That's Rav Chiya, and he says, "I learned this out. Shlote yodos piv gedola miyodos edim mikal v'chomer." And the reason is because if by his own piv he's admitting that he owes 50, but he doesn't owe the other 50, he'd have to make a shua. So certainly edim are going to be stronger through a kal v'chomer. We'll see in a moment what the kal v'chomer is. But the edim, if they make him pay 50, so then certainly they can make him make a shua, because if he himself says he owes the 50, he has to make a shua. So if edim come, he certainly has to go make a shua on the other 50. And this is a kal v'chomer that we'll have to explain in a moment. Now, before we get to what the kal v'chomer is, we have the Tana Tuna that one of the Amoraim learned our Mishnah in support of Rabbi Chiya. Why? Shnayim ochazim metalis. Our Mishnah said that two people grabbing onto metalis. And the other one says ani mitzasiyah. This one says shali. This kul shali. This one says kul shali. And we had said in this situation you are yachloku with the shua. Since each of them is actually grabbing on, as we've explained, to half of the talis, so anan sade, it's as if we are witnesses over here. The my the tofis haididay, that part which Reuven is actually physically holding on to, it's like we're testifying that that's his because he's the muchzik on it, and haididayhu umay the tofis, and the part that the other guy is holding haididayhu, that belongs to him. So it's as if we have testimony over here that each of them owns half of it, and therefore they have to make a shvua on the other half. V'katani yishava. So this Amora wants to bring our Mishnah as a raya to Rabbi Chiya's statement. Fine. Now the Gemara says, what exactly did Rabbi Chiya say? That he says, if my shalote odas piv gedola mi odas edim mikal b'chomer, that if you have to make a shvua mode of a mitzas when you admit to half, and that's a shvua d'oraisa, so then if you admit the half, you have to make a shua on the other half. So certainly if Edom come along and make you have to pay that first half, certainly the Edom can come along and force you to make a shua on the other half, which you're contesting, which the Edom know nothing about. And this is through a kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the shir figuring out what Rav Chiya's kal v'chomer is. We're not going to come to a conclusion today, and we'll continue in tomorrow's shir. So, shalo tomar hodas piv dirami rachmoni shua le kidiraba. That you shouldn't say over here that the person who has to make a hodah on half, and he makes a shua modim mixus on the other half, is stronger than Adim. And this is like what Rabba said. What did Rabba say? The Amar Rabba, Mitnei Ma Amr Torah Modim Mixas Hatayinu Yishava. Why did the Torah? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reasoning for saying that you should make a shua modim mixas if you admit the half of a loan and not the other half of the loan? You have to make a shua on the other half of the loan. You admit, you pay back the half that you do admit to, and you have to make a shua if you don't want to pay back the other half. Because Chazaka in other may is Pana Bipnei Balchovo. Psychologically speaking, this guy did you a favor. He lent you money. It's very hard for a person to outright deny that totally. And therefore, V'aybukule boy nichre. He really would like to deny the whole thing. But nobody has such chutzpah. For her, the low kapre, the reason why he doesn't deny the whole thing is because the ain't on the part of it. A person can't be such chutzpah, such brazenness, that he'll deny the whole loan. This guy did you a favor. How do you look him straight in the eye and say, no, you never gave me anything? And we turn to Gimel Mudbeis. However, based upon that, the top Rashi says, V'chitema migu d'choshed amamona, choshed ashruwasa. So wait a second, if this guy is willing to deny the whole thing, he just doesn't have the chutzpah to do so, so then why are we not concerned that he would make a false shvua? So therefore, Rabba continues and he says, "V'hai bekule boy de lodibay in lodilay." Because in fact, we could say, "No, this guy's really a very nice guy, and he feels terrible that he can't pay back the person who lent him the money, but he doesn't have the funds right now." So the reason why he denies half of it, "V'hai de lodilay," is because ishtamutehu de kol mishtamit minay. He's just looking to buy a little time. He says, "Yeah, I only owe you 50, not 100." And here he gives him the 50, and then later on, he's getting the 100 together. He says, "You know what? I really do owe you the 100." So this person would have a tendency to do that. Savar, because he says, "Ad havu lizuze uparanale." When I get the other 50, I'll go and pay him back. Now we don't want him to do that because that's really not right. So therefore, the Amar Rachmana, therefore the Torah said, "Rami shuale, make him make a shua. He won't swear falsely. He's a good person. He's not going to swear falsely. Kihesh de lodi lebekule. Let him admit the whole thing up front. Don't you say I'm trying to push him off till I get the other 50. No, admit you owe the 100. Say I only have 50 right now, and I'll get the other 50 when I can." So therefore, based upon this understanding of Rabba, the Gemara says, however, Avol Hados Edim, by the Edim, the Lekka Lemei Marhochi, the Edim have no inducement one way or the other to say, yes, he owes the money, no, he doesn't owe the money. The Edim know about this 50. They don't know anything about the other 50. So therefore, aim low. Therefore, one would have said that on its own, just because the Edim said this 50 he owes, you shouldn't have to make a shvua on the other 50. Oh, that's where the Kabbal Homer comes in. Here's Rev. He is Kal v'chomer, Kamashulon Kal v'chomer. If the individual himself, by being molded on half, has to make a shua on the other half, so if Adam come along and say you have to pay that half, so then certainly the Adam can come and make you make a shua on the other half. That is the Kal v'chomer. Now let's understand this a little bit better. Well, my Kal v'chomer, what exactly is the Kal v'chomer over here? Because when a person admits something, so he doesn't have to pay. So nevertheless, he has to make a shvua on the other half. So certainly, Edim, which force you to pay, Edim, Shemu Chayvim Oso Mamun, and Edim Shemu Chayvim Oso Shvua. So certainly, Edim that do make you pay, so then you can have to say the Edim will definitely make you make a shvua. Now, this is very enigmatic. Doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, Upiv Ein Mechayv Omamun? What do you mean, his admission doesn't make him pay? His own admission is even better than 100 Edim. V'ho does Baldin Kimei Edim Bami. If he admits, I owe you 50, but I don't owe you the other 50, and Edim come along and say, hey, you don't owe him 50, that's absolutely wrong. We were there. He didn't really give you the 50 bucks, it was your 50 bucks. So his admission that he owes the 50 is worth more than 100 Edim even. And therefore, what do you mean, Upiv Ein Mechayv Omamun? Shmuel says, yeah, that's not what we meant. What we meant was that if his piv ain mechayv mamon, it means knas. My mamon knas. A person who's mo debi knas doesn't have to pay it. Uma piv ain mechayv knas. If he admits to something, so he won't have to pay the knas, so then, nevertheless, mechayv shvua. Here he admits to owing 50, but he doesn't owe the other 50, so he has to make a shvua. So Edim, she mechayv also knas. If Edim come along and say, you're a ganav, so then he'll have to be careful. He'll have to pay the knas. So ain't no din shem chayvin also shua. So certainly the kal v'chomer is that if the person himself who's not chayv knas can make himself make a shua when he's molded with mikzas, so Edim that all mechayv you in a knas can certainly make you make a shua molded with mikzas, and that's the kal v'chomer of Rochia. Where it says maybe not. Uma lefiv shekain mechayv karban. No, a person with his own mouth can be mechayv himself a karban. However, Tomar be Edim, Shem Mechayiv also carbon, but Edim are Mechayiv carbon. What do you mean Edim are Mechayiv carbon? So Rashi explains that if the Edim say, you ate Chalev, and you say nothing, then you are Mechayiv carbon. That's the whole Daw. Now you know. But the Edom say you ate chaylev. He says, absolutely not. I am certain that that wasn't chaylev. You made a mistake. That was shumar. And I'm absolutely certain that I did not eat chaylev. So then he doesn't bring a carbon. So ma'alefiv, shekein mechayev carbon. Only his own mouth can be mechayev a carbon. Edom cannot be mechayev a carbon. So Torah be Edom, shekein mechayev also carbon. So how can you tell me this is a kav v'chomer over here? We see that his own mouth is stronger than Edom. If he says, I didn't eat them, the chaylev, so then he can even negate Edom. This is the exception to the rule that we always believe the Edom. As the pasuk says, no, that he has to know. And here he's saying, I know I did not do this. So, ma'ale piv shekein mechayev carbon, and Edom are not mechayev carbon, so therefore you can't have a kav v'chomer. What is Rav Chiya's kav v'chomer? Shumar says, holo kasha. No, that's not a problem. Because Rav Chiya, kirav meis relay. Because not everybody agrees to the din that I just said. That if two Edom come along and said that you ate chaylev, and he says, I absolutely did not, that you don't bring a carbon. That is the opinion of the Chachamim. But Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir. And Rav Meir holds the Omar, Edim Chayven also carbon, Mikav Chomer, that the Edim, in fact, do require this person to go bring a carbon. Two Edim say, you ate chaylev, and he denies it, nevertheless, he has to bring, according to Rav Meir, a carbon chatos. Why is that? Because if not, because we learned in the Mishnah increases, the Mishnah there tells us, Amlu Shnayim Ochalta Chaylev. If two people come along, two witnesses, kosher witness come along and say, you definitely ate that chaylev, and he says, no, Vomelo Ochalti. So the Chachamim say, in that situation, you don't go and bring a carbon chatos, because he denies it, and that's lo hoda lo. He doesn't know it, he doesn't admit it. However, Rav Meir Mechayev, the Chacham Potrim. So Rebbe says, you are chayiv, and it's the Chacham that say you don't bring the carbon in that situation. And Rebbe says to the Chacham, your shita doesn't make any sense. I'm Rebbe. What happens if the two witnesses came along and said that you chayiv misa, and they're found to be kosher witnesses, and there was hasra, and the kosher witnesses are chayiv misa, and he's screaming all day long, no, I'm not chayiv misa, I'm not chayiv misa. So im heviyu shnayim lidei misa chamura, two witnesses come along and make him chayiv misa. So certainly, lo yiviyu lidei carbon lakal, so certainly they should go and make him have to bring a carbon. So that's Rav Meir's svara. So what do the Chachamim say to that? Amlo, ma'im yirtzu lomar mezer yisi. What happens if the guy says, you're right, I ate the chaylev, but I ate it on purpose. Then I don't bring a carbon chatas. He potter. So since he could be potter himself, that's why the Chachamim say, if he denies it, so then he doesn't bring a carbon. It's sort of say he has like a migo that says, I could say benezer. So therefore, believe me when I say it definitely wasn't chaylev that I ate. It was shuman. So that's the Chachamim's response back to Rav Meir. No, but the bottom line is, Rav Meir says, if the Edom could be mechayev misa, they certainly could be mechayev in a carbon. And therefore, the kav v'chomer of Rav Chiya fits in with the shita of Rav Meir, and that is the kav v'chomer of Rabbi Chiya. But Tamar is not happy yet. Tamar says, I got another kasha on Rav Chiya's kav v'chomer. Elo ma'alefiv shekein mechayev ha'osham. Now we're going to have a very similar discussion with the Chattas, and we'll come to the same conclusions with the Chattas that Rav Chiya's kav v'chomer is a good kav v'chomer. So right now, Tamar says, but a person, when he admits that he stole something after he swore falsely, so he has to pay back the Karen. We learned this in the Gemara in Baba Kamba. He has to pay then a Chomish, and he has to bring a Korban Oshem, the Oshem Gezela. So, Malafiv Shekei Mechaibu Oshem, as opposed to, if witnesses come, then he doesn't bring the Korban Oshem. So the Gemara says, Oshem, I know Korban. No, it's the same exact thing that we just said with the Chattas, that Rav Meir would say that you do bring a Korban Chattas, so Rav Meir would say over here as well, you bring a Korban Oshem. Someone says, okay, but what about the Chomesh? Elama lefiv shekein mechayev Chomesh, when the person admits that he swore falsely, so then he has to pay a Chomesh in addition to the principal, whereas if Edom come, he doesn't pay the Chomesh. So how can you tell me that the kav v'chomer, if something is by piv, by your own admission, then certainly by Edom. Here you see that by piv, yes, there's a Chomesh, but by Edom, there is no Chomesh. So it says again, holo kasha. This goes like the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Chiya ki Rav Meir surulei. That he says, ki hechid mechayev le'korban mikav v'chomer, mechayev le'chomesh mikav v'chomer as well. So Rav Meir's shita is across the board. You have to bring a chatos based upon the witnesses. You have to bring an oshim based upon the witnesses, and you even bring a chomesh based upon the witnesses. So Rav Meir and Rav Chiya, their shitas jibe together. So Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir. Kehechli mechayev le'korba mikav v'chomer. So too, mechayev le'chomesh mikav v'chomer. So therefore, this is not a kasha on the kav v'chomer of Rav Chiya. He holds like Rav Meir, and therefore, we're back again to having a good kav v'chomer for Rabbi Chiya. However, now we're going to slug it up. Ela ma'alefiv, in regards to a person's own admission, shekein eino b'hachosha u'b'hazama. If Aiden come along and say, hey, that's incorrect. You're admitting that you owe the money, you don't owe the money. So then, as we said before, a person's hodah, hodah is baal din, kimei edim damim. So the hachasha doesn't work against him. And likewise, if he says, listen, I borrowed this money from so-and-so on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in New York, and witnesses come along and say, hey, you weren't with us, you weren't there in New York at 10 o'clock, you were with us in Pittsburgh at 10 o'clock on that Tuesday morning. So by edim, that would be Adi Hazama, but by a person's admission, no, even though their witness is saying you couldn't have been there at that time, there is no din of Hazama, there is no din of Hachasha when a person admits to something. So therefore, how can you tell me it's a Kal v'chomer? If by admission it works, and certainly by Adish it works, here you have admission works, and Adish it doesn't work. So, a person doesn't have a din of Hachasha v'Hazama with his admission, but Adim do. Tomar be Adim, she ain't no Hachasha v'Hazama. And therefore, we have schlugged up successfully the tentative way that we wanted to understand Rav Chiya, to say that if you can have something by Piv, and that works to make a moda b'miksa shua, so certainly Eidu should make a moda b'miksa shua. So what is Rav Chiya's Kal v'chomer, if this isn't it? So Rav Chiya says, this is the Kal v'chomer. El asya me'id echad. We're going to learn from an eid echad to shnei eidim. Uma eid echad she'ein mechaivo mamon mechaivo shua. A single witness has come along and says, you, in fact, borrowed that money from Shimon. So he doesn't make that person pay Shimon, but he can make the person make a shua. So if a single witness can go and make you make a shvua, so certainly two witnesses, Adim, that are mechayven osam mamon, that do have the ability to say, hey, you owe Shimon that money, you have to pay him that money, so then certainly, ain't no din, she mechayven osam shvua. So if one aid who can't make you pay money can be mechayven you in a shvua, then two Adim who can make you pay money certainly should be able to be mechayven you in a shvua, and that is the Kal v'chomer of Rav Chiya. Mor is not happy with this. The Mor says, no, there's something stronger by an eid echad than by shnei eidim. Mali eid echad, shekein amash hu meid hu nishba. What is the eid echad? He's saying, you owe him $100. And the person says, I do not owe him $100. They're talking about the same thing. And because the eid echad says, you owe him $100, on that $100 he's denying it, so on that $100 he makes the shvua. We turn to Dalet and Aleph. But you can't say the same thing in regards to two Eidim. Toma be Eidim, Shamash Kofar, Hu Nishba. Because they're not saying on that which the Eidim testified that he makes the Shvua. The Eidim is saying, you owe $50. It's not that $50 that he's swearing about. He's swearing about the other $50 that the Eidim didn't come to talk about. So that one Eid, when he's coming to make the person make the Shvua, that person is making the Shvua about what the one Eid said. But when the two Eidim come, their person making the shvua is not making the shvua about what the two witnesses said. He's making the shvua about the other $50. So therefore, that's not a Kal v'chomer. So Mor says, yes, you're right. El Omer Rapapa. Rapapa says, this is the Kal v'chomer. Asui mi gilgul shvua di eid echad. What happens is that once you make a shvua that Reuven has to swear, let's say, that he didn't take this money from Shimon. So then, once you're making that shvua, so then you have what we call gilgul shvua. You can make him make additional shvuas. As Rashi says, in mischayv lo shvua, ayidei eid echad, kidaminim, as we've already said, that's the shvua of eid echad, v'haysa alav taina acheres, and there's another claim against him, shelo haysa mutelis alav shvua, for which there was no eid echad, and therefore he wouldn't have had to make a shvua. If he totally denies something, we don't make him make a shvua d'oraisa. But here we have what we call a gilgul shvua. Megalglin osa im shvua zos. So once he has to make shvua number one, we can make him also make shvua number two, even though if shvua number two alone was the only thing being discussed, he wouldn't have to make a shvua for shvua number two. So in this situation, he has to be v'nishbal shneim, Rashi says. The gilgul shvua is a din daraisi, as we learn the Gemara in Kedushin. So now, in this situation, where you have two witnesses coming along, certainly, the Kal v'chomer, according to Rapap, is certainly if one witness can make a gilgul shvua, then certainly two witnesses can make a gilgul shvua. But the Gemara says that's also incorrect. Not a gilgul shvua, the eid echad, shekein shvua gorer shvua. The eid echad makes him make a shvua. So therefore, once he has to make one shvua, we can make him say a second shvua. But with the two eidim, and the two eidim say, yes, you only owe him 50, we don't know anything else about the other 50, so you're telling me that it's a Kal v'chomer, you have to make the other shvua on the other 50. No, that's not shvua goreri shvua. That is just stam a shvua, and therefore it's not a Kal v'chomer. And once again, we're back to step one. What exactly is the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Chiya? And we don't answer it today, but be'ezus Hashem, we will answer it tomorrow when we refine our answers a little bit further. But this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.